Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. I am your host, Evelyn Ello, and I am so grateful that you've joined me today. Before we jump into our study, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for your patience. This episode is arriving a lot later than we originally planned, and we greatly appreciate your patience. So if you've been waiting for the podcast to return, thank you. We truly appreciate your grace and patience as we navigate all of this. And the good news is we're back and we are excited to begin this brand new series with you. Now, my daughter and co-host, Crystal, is unable to join me for this episode today. So I'll be just solo teaching today. So there won't be, obviously, there'll be no back and forth because it's just me. But I would love to hear from you. So if you want to drop some comments on our Facebook page, we would love to hear from you. She will return next week as we continue our journey through the new 12-week Bible study, Covenant, Kingdom, and Faithfulness, a study through the book of Deuteronomy. That book can be purchased on Amazon, or you can reach out to me on Facebook Messenger and say you're interested in following us through this 12-week journey, and I will gladly email you the PDF file of that book. So today we're recapping week one from our Bible study that we did Wednesday night, and the title is Why the Book of Deuteronomy Matters Today. Now, I know some people hear the word Deuteronomy and immediately think that's one of the Old Testament books nobody really reads. But what if I told you that Jesus quoted Deuteronomy more than almost any other Old Testament book? What if I told you that some of the greatest principles about faithfulness, obedience, remembering God's goodness, and choosing life are found right here in the book of Deuteronomy? And maybe even more importantly, what if I told you that a book written thousands of years ago speaks directly to the challenges believers face today? That's exactly what we're going to talk about in this episode. So grab your Bible, grab a cup of coffee, and let's spend some time together in God's Word. Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you that every page of Scripture points us toward you. Thank you for your protection, provision, and your faithfulness, even through unexpected interruptions and difficult seasons. And as we spend this time together, open our hearts to understand what you were teaching Israel and what you are teaching us today. Help us not merely hear your word, but live it. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. Okay, so as we begin this study through Deuteronomy, I think it's important that we really understand what's happening when this book opens. Sometimes we read a book of the Bible and immediately jump to what it means for us, but we first need to understand what it meant to the people who originally heard it. So the people of Israel had spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness. 40 years. Let that sink in for a moment. Most of us struggle waiting for 40 minutes in a doctor's office. We get frustrated in traffic, and I know I get impatient when a web page takes too long to load, okay? But Israel had spent four decades wandering because of unbelief and disobedience. The generation that witnessed the miracles of Exodus was largely gone by this time. A new generation was standing at the edge of the promised land, preparing to step into everything God had promised. And before they crossed over, Moses gathered them together for one final message. Not simply to tell them where they had been. Not simply to remind them of what had happened, but to prepare them for what was ahead. This wasn't just history. It was discipleship. It was a covenant renewal. Moses was essentially saying, before you move forward, don't forget. Don't forget who God is. Don't forget what he has done. Don't forget who you are as his people. And don't forget how you're called to live. You know, the more I thought about this week's lesson, the more I realized how much we need this same reminder today. Because if we're honest, we can become so focused on what's in front of us that we forget everything God has already brought us through. And that brings us to one of the biggest themes in week one, remembering God's faithfulness. So one of the things you'll notice throughout Deuteronomy is Moses keeps repeating the same warning. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Now, why would he keep saying that? Because people have short memories. We forget answered prayers. We forget the doors God's opened. We forgot miracles or that he's done for us and for others. We forget provision. We forget the times that we were absolutely certain that we weren't going to make it through something. And somehow God carried us through, right? Life happens. Another storm comes. Another unexpected bill shows up. Another doctor's report arrives. Another family crisis develops. And suddenly, we find ourselves worrying as if God has never been faithful before. Can I be honest? Like, I have done that. I have watched God answer prayer after prayer, provide time after time, and then a new situation comes along and I catch myself worrying about it. That's exactly why Moses emphasized remembering, because spiritual forgetfulness leads to spiritual weakness. When we forget God's faithfulness, we start trusting ourselves instead of Him. We start relying on ourselves instead of Him. We start focusing on our circumstances instead of His promise. And that's why Deuteronomy 4 warns the people not to let God's works depart from their hearts. Not just their minds, their hearts. Because what we remember shapes how we live. And that leads us to one of the most important passages in all of Deuteronomy. The Shema, or Shumai, depending on how you pronounce it. The key scripture for this week's lesson comes from Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5. And it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." This declaration became known as the Shema or Shumai. And here's something pretty fascinating. The Hebrew word translated hear, H-E-A-R, means much more than simply listening to words. It carries the idea of hearing, understanding, responding, and obeying. In other words, biblical hearing isn't complete until it changes the way we live. That's a pretty powerful thought, you know, because we live in a world overflowing with information. I mean, overthrown. We have an abundance of information at our fingertips. We listen to sermons. We watch Christian videos. We attend Bible studies. We listen to podcasts. We read books. But knowledge alone isn't the goal. Transformation is. So the question isn't simply, did I hear God's word? The deeper question is, what am I doing with what I've heard? Because God's word was never meant to be stored away like some information in a file cabinet. It's meant to be transformative. It's meant to transform our hearts, our minds, our decisions, and ultimately our lives. And honestly, that's one of the major themes we'll continue to see throughout the entire book of Deuteronomy. As I continued through this week's lesson, three major themes kept rising to the surface. And in many ways, these themes became the backbone of the entire book. First, number one, remember what God has done. We've already touched on this a little bit, but it's impossible to overstate how important this is. God knows that what we remember affects how we live. When Israel remembered the Red Sea, they were reminded of God's power. When they remembered manna in the wilderness, they were reminded of God's provision. When they remembered His covenant, they were reminded of His faithfulness. The same goes true for us today. When we are intentionally remembering what God has done in our lives, our faith grows stronger. The God who carried us through yesterday is the same God who will carry us through tomorrow. He hasn't changed. His faithfulness hasn't changed. His promises haven't changed. Sometimes the greatest faith builder isn't a new revelation. It's remembering the old ones. Second, or number two, remain faithful to His covenant. So the second theme we see throughout Deuteronomy is God's call for his people to remain faithful. Now, God wasn't looking for occasional commitment. Like, he wasn't looking for convenience-based obedience, which I think sometimes we're seeing today. He wasn't looking for people who followed him only when things were going well. He was calling his people to wholehearted devotion. And honestly, that's still the challenge today. You know, we live in a culture that constantly pulls us in different directions. A culture that says truth is relative. A culture that tells us to follow our feelings above everything else. A culture that encourages compromise. Yet God continues to call his people to stand firm. Not perfectly, not legalistically, but faithfully. And that's the difference. Faithfulness isn't perfection. Faithfulness is continuing to follow God even when it's difficult. It's choosing obedience when compromise would be easier. It's continuing to trust him when you don't understand what he's doing. Third, or number three, choose the path that leads to life. The third theme is probably one of the most powerful because throughout Deuteronomy, Moses repeatedly places choices before the people. Eventually, in Deuteronomy 30:19, he says, "I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life." Now, I love that verse because it reminds us that choices matter. Every day we make choices. We choose what we focus on. We choose what influences us. We choose how we respond to difficult situations. We choose whether or not we will forgive or not forgive. We choose whether we trust in God. We choose whether we will be obedient or disobedient. Those decisions may seem small in the moment, but over time, they shape the direction of our lives. And God's invitation remains the same. Choose life, choose faith, choose obedience, choose trust, and choose him. So one of the reflection questions from this week's study asked, when have you experienced God's faithfulness in your life? And as I sat and thought with that question, I honestly laughed a little because I didn't know where to begin. Like, there have been too many times to count. Like, I have seen God answer prayers I thought he would never get answered. I have watched him provide when there seemed to be no solution or no way. I've experienced peace during some of the hardest seasons of my life. I have seen his protection over my family, over my friends. I have experienced his strength when I have felt completely exhausted. And I have seen his comfort during grief and watched him remain faithful even when I struggled. Maybe that's your story too. Maybe if you stepped right now and thought about it, you would say, you can name dozens of moments where God has carried you through something you couldn't have handled on your own. The problem isn't that God isn't faithful. The problem is that we're busy. We move on to the next challenge, the next prayer request, the next problem. And sometimes we forget to stop and remember. Not because God needs reminding, because we do. Another question from this week's lesson really challenged me. How do we encourage the next generation to follow God? Now, I think sometimes we can overcomplicate the answer to this question. Yes, we certainly teach scripture, we pray for them, we share biblical truth. Those things are all true. But perhaps one of the most powerful things we can do is simply live authentic faith in front of them. Like, the next generation doesn't need to see perfect Christians, they need to see real Christians. People who trust God when life gets difficult. People who pray when they don't have the answers. People who repent when they fail. People who continue following Jesus through both victories and hardships. And they need to hear testimonies. They need to know what God has done. And in order for them to know, it's hearing through testimonies. That's exactly what Moses was doing with Israel. He wasn't merely like passing along information. He was passing along legacy of faith. And every one of us has that opportunity to do the same thing to the next generation. Now, maybe someone listening is thinking, well, this all happened thousands of years ago. Why should I care about Deuteronomy today? And that's a fair question. And I think the answer is simple, because people haven't changed. We still struggle with fear. We still battle doubt. We still forget God's faithfulness. We still need reminders, just like Israel did. And God is still the same God today as he was then and as he will be tomorrow. So the lessons Israel needed are the lessons we need today. Remember God's faithfulness. Love him with your whole heart. Remain faithful to him. Choose life. Those truths are just as relevant in 2026 as they were on the plains of Moab thousands of years ago. So I challenge you, as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with one simple challenge. Sometime this week, grab a notebook, grab a journal, or even a piece of paper, and just write down three specific ways God has been faithful in your life. And don't make it a general answer. You know, be really specific. You know, specific prayers he answered, specific times he provided, specific situations where he carried you through something you were confident that you were not going to get through, yet, but God. Then spend a few moments thanking him, giving gratitude, praising him, giving him all the glory, because remembering God's faithfulness strengthens our faith for whatever's to come next, right? And maybe that's exactly what some of us need right now. Not another sermon, not another podcast, just a reminder that the God who brought us this far isn't finished yet. Amen? Okay, so just a quick recap or overview of kind of what we went over before we close in prayer. Moses' final speeches reminded Israel of God's law, his faithfulness, and the need for wholehearted love and obedience. And so the key themes throughout Deuteronomy is remembering God's works, obedience and blessing, warnings against idolatry, and the promise of the coming prophet. So with that being said, let me close in prayer. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the countless times you have carried us when we couldn't carry ourselves. Thank you for every prayer answered, every door opened, every provision given, every moment. You've walked beside us through every difficult situation. Help us to never forget your goodness. Help us to remember your faithfulness. Help us hear your word with our hearts ready to obey. Help us remain faithful to you in a world that constantly pulls us in other directions. And help us choose life every single day. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. And again, thank you for your patience as we return from vacation and work through the recent storms and power outages and got back behind this microphone. We're excited to be back and we're excited to continue this journey through Deuteronomy together. And don't forget, Krista will be back with me next week as we dive into week 2, God as Covenant King. If today's episode encouraged you, would you do me a favor and share it with a friend, post it on social media, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts? Those simple actions help reach more people to discover the podcast and join in conversation. Until next time, remember, God is faithful. His promises are true. And no matter what season you're walking through, he is still worthy of your trust. He is still worthy of your praise. Be blessed. Be a blessing to others. This is Evelyn Ello, and you have been listening to Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls.